So what is fat exactly? We all agree that fat, in its simplest form, is a reserve of energy, perhaps a relic from our nomadic ancestors who needed it to protect against frequent famine. But now that there are supermarkets and fast food chains on every corner, fat seems to be a biological anachronism. Even the dictionary definition of fat, a natural oily or greasy substance occurring in animal bodies, especially when deposited as a layer under the skin or around certain organs, reinforces the idea that it is not particularly important to us. Not reflected in the common understanding, however, is the vast importance fat has in our lives. From managing our energy stores to enabling transmission of brain signals to facilitating labor in pregnancy, fat has shown itself to be a critical and versatile body part. Although fat was once thought of as inert blubber, researchers now categorize it as an organ. If you doubt the importance of fat, imagine what would happen if you didn't have any. To get an idea of what life would be like, look no further than the story of Christina Vina. The girl with no fat. Christina was a healthy, vibrant 12-year-old living in Vineland, New Jersey in the 1990s. Her days were filled with school, sports, friends, and a newly developing interest in boys. But just as Christina entered puberty, something strange happened. Her body spontaneously began losing fat. Many 12-year-old girls would rejoice at being a bit skinnier, but Christina's case was worrisome. She lost the fat in her cheeks, hands, and feet. Her looks changed rapidly as her face became sunken and her hands shriveled. Soon, Christina started to lose fat on the rest of her body as well, and her clothes hung off her shrinking frame. Oddly, at the same time, she developed an enormous appetite. She remembers, "I was very hungry. I was hungry to the point where I wouldn't know I was full until I got sick. I ate all the time. I couldn't stop." Despite all her eating, Christina just kept getting thinner. Her parents believed she was going through the normal growth spurt of an early teenager. Nothing to worry about, they thought, so they let her eat as much as she wanted. Some of her friends even envied how much Christina could eat and yet stay so thin. But she continued losing fat, and eventually she lost so much that her face became unrecognizable to people who knew her in her past. It was an unusual pairing, heavy eating coupled with dramatic fat loss. And soon another strange event took place. Bumps started forming on Christina's arms. At first, there were just a few soft lumps on her forearms, but eventually dozens of soft, fluid-filled bumps appeared and wouldn't go away. Her parents grew concerned. They took her to a dermatologist who ordered blood tests. The results of the tests were so shocking. Christina's total cholesterol was 950 milligrams per deciliter, though the normal level for a girl her age is under 170. Her triglycerides, which should have been around 150 milligrams per deciliter, measured at 16,000. Post-meal blood sugar would normally be 100 milligrams per deciliter. Instead, hers was 500. Her blood was literally full of fat, cholesterol, and sugar. Once Christina's dermatologist reviewed the test results, he recognized that this was not a dermatology issue, but a metabolic one. He immediately referred Christina to an endocrinologist at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. At first, her endocrinologist thought she had diabetes and started treating her for that. But Christina's health didn't improve. Even as she took her diabetes medicine, her weight continued to drop and her appetite grew. Christina recalls, "I actually would eat anything in the house. It didn't have to be something that tasted great. I would eat anything I could get my hands on, like a can of mushrooms. It was out of control. My parents used to lock the pantry. They put locks on everything, and I would sit there and cry." The bumps on Christina's arms started spreading. Now they appeared everywhere, from the tips of her toes to her shoulders. Not only were they unsightly, they were inflamed and extremely painful. She says, "If you just touch the bumps, it hurt. And of course, they showed up on all of my pressure points, so I couldn't walk. I had a hard time bathing myself. I had a hard time eating and holding silverware. I had to have special silverware just to eat. Just moving in general was starting to be too much." Her endocrinologist was stumped until he remembered having heard a lecture given by Dr. Elif Orel at the National Institutes of Health in Bethesda, Maryland. Orel was a specialist in endocrine diseases, diabetes, and metabolic disorders, and was studying patients with symptoms similar to Christina's. The endocrinologist sent Christina to Dr. Orell, who examined her in March 1997. Dr. Orell recalls, "For us, her fat loss gave away what was happening. By the time we saw her, she had a complete absence of body fat, and because that's what we study, we knew immediately what her problem was." Orell diagnosed Christina with lipodystrophy, a genetic condition that causes body fat to atrophy and ultimately disappear altogether. To confirm the diagnosis, Orell also did a biopsy of Christina's liver, which was greatly enlarged and protruding through her abdomen. She biopsied Christina's kidneys as well, since she had high levels of protein in her urine. All tests confirmed Dr. Orell's diagnosis. The mystery behind Christina's symptoms, the weight loss, an uncontrollable appetite, the high levels of fat in her blood, the soft bumps just under her skin, was finally solved. Without body fat to store the extra nutrients she ate, they circulated endlessly in her bloodstream. There was so much unstored fat that it collected in Christina's liver, greatly enlarging it, and in lumps under her skin, causing the crippling inflammation and pain.